The United States has accused Russia of reckless behavior after an American drone crashed into the Black Sea following an encounter with a Russian fighter jet. U.S. military officials say the incident happened just after 6 o'clock yesterday morning and the confrontation lasted around 30 to 40 minutes. Pentagon spokesman U.S. Air Force General Pat Ryder said Russian jets had flown in front of the drone.
What we saw, again, were fighter aircraft dumping fuel in front of this UAV and then getting so close to the aircraft that it actually damaged the propeller on the MQ-9. We assess that it likely caused some damage to the Russian aircraft as well. To our knowledge, we know that the Russian aircraft did land. I'm not going to go into where they landed, but again, it's just demonstrative of very unprofessional, unsafe airmanship.
General Pat Ryder on that incident over the Black Sea. Well, let's talk now to the Economist defence editor, Shawshank Joshi, who's on the line. Thanks, Shawshank, once again for taking our call on the programme.
Good afternoon.
First of all, what's known about this drone and what was it doing in this area?
Well, it's an MQ-9 Reaper drone. It's a big, sizable fixed-wing aircraft that's much bigger than the domestic consumer drones people might think of, and it was collecting intelligence. It effectively has sensors on board that can pick up the electronic emissions of Russian military forces, including military radios, the electromagnetic emissions of air defense radars, and other kinds of signals. We call this signals intelligence or electronic intelligence, ELINT. And by doing that, it can build up a picture of which Russian units are where, both in Crimea, the peninsula that was occupied by Russia and illegally annexed back in 2014, and in other parts of occupied Ukraine. And that information is in many cases passed to Ukraine, but it's also used to build up a picture of Russia's military for NATO and allies.
And it can do that even if, as the Americans insist, it was in international territory.
Oh, well, indeed, of course, certainly. These sensors, the exact range at which they can see is classified, and it depends on the individual plane, but many hundreds of kilometers into a crossover border. So if you look at where these planes fly, not just this one, which is a drone, but including piloted aircraft like the RC-135, which is the plane, if you remember, the British version of which had a Russian jet fire a missile near it last October, they fly all over the Baltic Sea, all over Poland, Romania, the Black Sea. They used to fly over Ukraine, but they stopped doing that for obvious reasons when Russia invaded. And they don't have to be right up over a place to see it. In fact, their sensors often look sideways, and so it is easier to see something from somewhere to the side than right over it.
So what do you think then the Russians were trying to do, to just keep an eye on this craft? Were they trying to disrupt its flight path in some way, or were they actually, are they set about trying to bring it down?
Well, if they were throwing fuel on it and flying in front of it and clipping its propeller, there's no doubt they were trying to disrupt it. American officials don't think the collision was deliberate, but if you're spraying jet fuel in front of a drone and trying to harass it in this way, you are undoubtedly trying to disrupt its flight and prevent it from completing its mission. Having a jet intercept a spy plane is very routine. It happens all the time. All countries do it. In fact, just today there was an interception of a Russian bomber, not a spy plane, but a bomber by RAF and German planes, I think in the north of Europe. So that happens all the time. What doesn't happen all the time is this kind of harassment. That happens, I think, if you look at data published by an American think tank, in fewer than 5% of these flights over a certain period, 2014-2018. So it's a really relatively rare thing. And even rarer than that is this kind of highly aggressive behavior. You often get, close approaches, you get your wings being dipped to show off weapons, you can get even afterburners being used to try and create turbulence in front of the other plane. But to actually dump jet fuel over the plane in that way, to actually get so close that you have clipped its propeller, that is very unusual and very provocative. And I don't think the Russians would have done this if this was a plane with actual human pilots and crew inside it.
Yeah, and it's a very tense situation, obviously, in relation to the Ukraine. We'll leave it there for now. Shawshank, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Shawshank Joshi from The Economist, back with more after this short break.